Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says that the inscription gives the Nanjing Massacre recognition across the international community. The fires show the atrocities of Japanese troops in the killing of 300,000 Chinese civilians and unarmed soldiers from December 13, 1937 to January of 1938. The spokeswoman adds that China will ensure these valuable documents are protected and circulated, and make them play a positive role in remembering history and cherishing peace. Zhu Changshan, curator of the Nanjing Massacre Memorial Hall, led the preparation of the document. He says the inscription marks the Nanjing Massacre as a worldwide warning against Holocaust.
The success in listing the Nanjing Massacre files has made the memory of the city of Nanjing the memory of the world, and let more people in the world know the significance as a worldwide warning against Holocaust, so that they will draw lessons from history and commit to a memory as a part of history and cherish world peace.
Ma Zhengzhu, vice curator of the Second Historical Archives of China, said the success of listing will remind people of history and help them draw lessons from it.
The files are the true records of history. We want to tell that part of history through the files so as to make history serve as a mirror to provide a reference for building a better future.
After learning the news of the UNESCO listing, many people made a special trip to the Nanjing Massacre Memorial Hall in the eastern Chinese city.
We cannot forget history as time goes on. To show the history to the public is to let people learn about history more profoundly. This is absolutely necessary.
The memory of the world register at the list of documentary heritage set up by UNESCO in 1992 and was created to preserve significant and endangered documents. The latest list was reviewed after a two-year process as a part of the 2014 to 2015 nomination cycle, during which 88 submissions from 61 countries were examined. The final result includes 47 nominations. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.